see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns, and those who dig.
Be on my side, oh, be on your side, baby. There is no reason for you to hide. It's so hard for me staying here all alone, when you could be taking me for a ride. She could drag me over the rainbow, send me away.
What's wrong with this guy? He keeps chirping all day long about how the sky is falling. Get that cream puff away from me. He keeps repeating the same shit every day about how life is hopeless and how AI is going to take over the world. Why don't you just grow a pair and take charge of the situation? The wise man hears of the Tao and practices it diligently. The average man hears of the Tao and gives it thought now and again. The foolish man hears of the Tao and laughs out loud. If he did not laugh out loud, it would not be the Tao. The highest good is like water. Water gives life to the 10,000 things and does not strive. It flows in places men reject, and so is like the Tao. In dwelling, be close to the land. In meditation, go deep in the heart. In dealing with others, be gentle and kind. In speech, be true. In ruling, be just. In business, be competent. In action, watch the timing. No fight, no blame.
You are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Everything you hear on this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. Today is Saturday, December 20th, 2025. Got a great episode in store for today. We're going to get into a clip that I found on YouTube regarding Carlos Castaneda, and the clip is about erasing your personal history. And it's an odd title, but when you think about it, you know, people speak today, they talk about how childhood trauma is like the biggest thing affecting people, and we're becoming aware of it now. And it's a real thing, man. And when you think about those types of trauma, those traumas are from history. So when you're deleting your personal history, if you have that type of trauma, you're actually severing your connection with that suffering also, which is a good thing. You know, of course, you're going to have good memories of your childhood and all these types of things too that you don't really want to erase. Just something semantics, you know, something to be aware of. What I get from that is that you're relegating way too much control of your own personal life and your own personal space and thinking, relegating that over to an external entity as opposed to you retaining that sovereignty of the self and have an understanding of the self where these externals or these experiences of suffering or whatever it might be don't have the ability to penetrate you as deeply as they would if you were not mentally prepared for that coming at you, that negative energy coming at you. And as I'm seeing, the world is getting more and more negative, to be honest with you. Things that I see on TV and just from life experience, I'm just seeing the rich get richer and pushing more suffering on, you know, the working class people and everyone else, which is not a good thing. But as a result of that, we should, the working class people should be pulling more and more closer together, but yet they're getting pushed further apart. You know, you get on YouTube or whatever, and you start seeing these major cities and everything that's going on, the crime and the drugs and such, and people are just totally giving up and blaming one another and fighting with one another. When now is the time for unity and for us to band together. See, the super rich want us fighting with one another on racial terms, on economic terms, and none of that really matters. What matters is right now people having a problem feeding their own families. You know, there's people living in their cars, you know, in this great country that we're in. And it makes zero sense. And what I'm seeing is that now, the other thing that I am seeing is a large number of people that are really, truly waking up to what's going on, the game that's being put on us. I was listening to Tucker Carlson and this whole thing with Ben Shapiro and Nick Fuentes and all these, the Candace Owens, all of this politics that's going on. My wife watches a lot of political news and stuff, so it's all around me. And I pay attention to it too, Scott Ritter and everything, what's going on in the Middle East. So a lot going on, but you got to be hyper aware that you're being subjected to something that has never existed in history, where every segment, every moment of time, every demographic, everything is being utilized against you as an individual person with super AI technology, you know? And it's a crazy time. You know, I think this AI technology too is being overhyped to some degree also. I think it's another fear mechanism that they're trying to put into us, or AI salesmen that want us to invest all of this money in AI and it just crashes again. Yeah, will they get something out of it? Of course. But look at, I think it was 2000, the tech boom, when everything went way up and it just crashed down, you know, and like 95% of these companies went out of business. So, and the ones that did well, did very well, you know, Amazon and so on, you know, crazy time. People relegate and give up too much of their own sovereignty as a result of not having knowledge, true knowledge of self, which is what it really comes down to and what you really need to be aware of. Yeah, the world's becoming a real crazy place. Everything that I see happening right now. So it's you're not able to snap your finger and make all of these things change. So the only thing that you really can do is self-preparation, self-awareness. And when you have the opportunity to share truth with somebody else, do that. You have an opportunity to share the podcast, you know, share the podcast, you know. I want to send a shout out and a thanks to Carmen Katrina for leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. Really appreciate that. That's a home run right there. 5-star review on podcast, you can't beat it. So yeah, if you feel that there's some value to this podcast, go up there, whatever platform you're on, and yeah, give me a 5-star review. That would be really cool. So yeah, it's just becoming really interesting, everything that's going on right now. It's a time to really, you know, get introspective as far as really what's going on in this world and how to best prepare yourself for the challenges that are coming up, because things are just going to get worse and worse. But then again, like the clip that I have in the beginning of this episode, Tony Soprano saying, you know, hey, the sky's falling. I mean, that's the other attitude you have to have, because, I mean, the minute you start rolling over and complaining and, oh, you know, there's no future and, you know, life, what's the meaning of life? And, you know, you become all, what's that, we're nihilistic. And that's not good either. So you have to have that hope, not hopium, but that, how can I put it? That drive to know that you're going to do the best that you can, and you're going to get by. You're going to do well, man, you know, like whatever it might be. So it's a time for preparation, man. I see the young people are really waking up to everything that's going on. The only thing I'm going to suggest to the younger people or anybody really listening to this podcast is be very conservative with regard to your job. If you have a job, hold on to it. Now is not the time to be moving. If you're in a position where you're looking for work, be realistic as far as, you know, whatever first job you take is not going to be the first job and the thing that you're going to be doing forever. I mean, you can grab a job, keep your mouth shut, while you're working on that job, get into something else. Interesting. Now that I'm talking about jobs, I saw something online, like 2 or 3 days ago, and they were talking about how all of these different industries, aerospace and shuttle and high tech and maglev trains and stuff, like these industries are ready to really explode and do well right now, but we don't have those types of people in this country right now that have that kind of skill level or training. They have them in other countries. And it'd be really sad to see that to start happening here. And then we get people from other countries coming in and taking jobs that American people should really have. So young people, man, you know, you could find it through a trade school, or maybe you could start working at HVAC, whatever opportunity that you could find out. The trade school is a good way. You just have to be careful. A lot of these trade schools, see what the track record is as far as their graduates finding jobs in the field and that kind of fun stuff. But tangible hard skills, you know, are really the way, because really what people have been doing all along, I know my son is in the trades. So, you know, God bless him then. You know, we were talking about that. But especially young people were so misled as far as college education, and, you know, you need to have a 4-year degree to even be considered whatever, which right now they're paying off that student loan stuff, and it's, you know, they're working, not barely working at Wendy's. You know, it's not good, man. So you really have to, you don't have time to be frivolous and just sit here and play video games or do whatever. I mean, you know, again, you do that for a little bit, but you got to start really charting a path as far as how you're going to make ends meet. You know, does that mean that you got to live out of a van, or does that mean whatever the steps that, you know, nobody really wants to do that. But if that's separating you from literally being homeless, then that's what it's got to be. But take advantage of it. If you're doing that, living in a van or doing whatever you're doing, or living in somebody's basement or have a situation like that, save as much money as you can, man. And chart very carefully the path that you're going to be taking, because the times right now are going to be getting harder and harder. But as Dale always said, when you get difficult times, you have opportunities that come with that too. You know, again, I always say verbal communication skills, written communication skills, computer skills. I think this AI stuff is being overblown. I'll tell you, man, one skill that will always pay the bills, man, is sales. Sales and being good on the telephone, talking to people, you know, customer service, whatever that thing is, but make yourself as useful as possible in that whatever situation that you're in, you're going to be able to contribute to the company's profitability and growth, which is going to keep you employed. You know, too many people, they always want to know how many days vacation they're going to get, and, you know, are they going to be considered for promotion within 6 months, and what's their title? Forget all that stuff, man. When you get in a position like that, you just want to learn. You want to learn, and then you want to learn how to learn. And I get into that into other episodes. But really, it's a skill set in itself of learning about something that you know nothing about and then just learning about it. And I also want to give a shout out to a Instagram content creator, Blessing in Disguise. And that's the same guy as, that's a skateboard crew with this guy, Steez Friedberg. I said it wrong, but Blessing in Disguise, same guy. Go check them out. I know they have merch on the website they opened up, and guys working hard over there trying to make it happen with the skateboarding and all that stuff. So good luck with that, man. Work hard at it, and yeah, it's important. So I've rambled on here long enough. I do want to thank you guys for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's merciful name, and let's get into the episode.
In the vast landscape of spiritual and philosophical literature, few works resonate as deeply as the writings of Carlos Castaneda. Drawn from his personal experiences as an apprentice under the enigmatic shaman Don Juan Matus, Castaneda introduced the world to a new dimension of consciousness, challenging our conventional beliefs and pushing the boundaries of what we consider reality. Teachings of Don Juan hold profound relevance even today, especially in our fast-paced, often disorienting modern world. These teachings aren't just esoteric principles reserved for the spiritual elite. They are practical guidelines, tools we can wield to navigate life's challenges with greater clarity, purpose, and inner peace. As we delve into this exploration, let's uncover the three barriers as illuminated by Don Juan through Castaneda's writings, that often stand in our way, preventing us from living our fullest, most authentic lives. But first, let us learn what these barriers are keeping us from seeing. The power of perception. Our daily existence, with its routines, relationships, and challenges, often feels concrete and immutable, as if this is the only way life can be. Yet, beneath this facade, lies a myriad of possibilities, countless interpretations of reality that our conditioned minds often fail to grasp. Every moment, every interaction, every thought we entertain is but one perspective in a vast ocean of potential perceptions. Don Juan emphasized this by introducing Castaneda to the art of seeing. But this wasn't about physical sight. It was about perceiving the world beyond the conventional, beyond the layers of societal conditioning and personal biases. Seeing, in Don Juan's teachings, is an act of piercing through the commonplace interpretations of life, to experience the underlying energy, the essence that constitutes all of existence. By broadening our perception, we aren't just expanding our view of the world. We are unlocking doors to uncharted dimensions of experience and understanding. We begin to realize that our current perceptions, no matter how firm they seem, are flexible, adaptable, and subject to change. This shift can empower us to confront life's adversities with newfound clarity and to engage with our surroundings in more enriching, meaningful ways. Now, let's delve deeper into the barriers that limit our perception. Stick with us to the end as we invite you on the warrior's path, challenging the very barriers that are keeping you from living a life of purpose and intent. Self-importance as a barrier. Navigating the complexities of life, we often find ourselves at the heart of our own stories, interpreting the world through a highly personalized lens. This inclination to position ourselves centrally is a manifestation of our deep-rooted sense of self-importance. Yet, as we learn to diminish this sense of self-centeredness, we discover the doorway to true freedom, an existence where we remain unfazed by external influences, navigating the world with a serene equanimity. Don Juan, through Castaneda's recounts, paints a vivid picture of the perils of being dominated by this self-centric view. As he poignantly expressed, "Think about it. What weakens us is feeling offended by the deeds and misdeeds of our fellow men. Our self-importance requires that we spend most of our lives offended by someone." This profound insight underscores the chains we unwittingly bind ourselves with when every action, word, or perceived slight becomes a direct affront to our self-worth. To step away from excessive self-importance isn't a journey into self-devaluation, but rather an expansive leap into a more inclusive worldview. It's about realizing our interconnectedness within the grand tapestry of existence and recognizing that our individual tales are but threads amidst countless others. As we shift our gaze from this limiting self-focus, we open doors to deeper connections, broader empathy, and a richer, more holistic understanding of the world around us. The limitations of routine. In the rhythm of our daily lives, routines offer a comforting predictability, a structured dance we know all too well. They provide order amidst chaos, granting us a semblance of control. However, while routines can indeed be a haven of comfort, they can equally become chains that confine, limiting our experiences and narrowing our worldview. But it's essential to understand that Don Juan isn't just referencing our daily routines. He is, perhaps more critically, pointing towards ingrained mental patterns that shape our responses and actions, modes like complaining, constant skepticism, or perpetual defensiveness. Carlos Castaneda, under the tutelage of Don Juan, is repeatedly shown how his predictability, rooted in these persistent behavioral patterns, obstructs his vision of the full spectrum of reality, keeping him ensnared within a confining cage. Don Juan's teachings underscore the significance of challenging and re-evaluating these self-imposed structures. It's through transcending our habitual patterns that we can truly open ourselves to a kaleidoscope of new experiences and perspectives. This path leads to a more profound comprehension of the world and our unique place within its vast tapestry. It's not about completely abandoning all routines, but about not being defined or constrained by them. By consciously choosing to diverge from the routine, even occasionally, we create opportunities for personal growth and freedom, inviting us to embrace life in all its unpredictable, ever-changing splendor. Liberating from personal history. Each of us holds a narrative shaped by memories, experiences, and choices. While these narratives offer context and grounding, they can also limit our actions and tether us to outmoded self-concepts. Being overly attached to our personal history turns it into a restricting weight, sometimes protective, but often hindering our full engagement with life. In the teachings of Don Juan, erasing personal history emerges as a technique to untether oneself from the confines of past narratives and self-imposed limitations. This act isn't about neglecting one's past, but rather viewing it without attachment or self-pity, which otherwise clouds perception and traps us in redundant cycles. Don Juan asserts that the relentless attachment to our personal tales obstructs true freedom and growth. By erasing our personal history, we create a pathway to avoid the trap of self-pity, which originates from an inflated sense of self-importance. This change also encourages us to assume responsibility, a fundamental trait of living like a warrior. This warrior's path guides us away from the familiar, allowing our consciousness to evolve and expand. Over time, as we distance ourselves from the known, our internal dialogue begins to quieten. As Don Juan emphasizes, the path of the warrior. In the teachings of Don Juan, a concept emerges that stands as a beacon for those seeking true transformation, the path of the warrior. This isn't about physical battles, but an inner journey, a commitment to facing life with courage, purpose, and unwavering intent. The warrior isn't bound by societal norms or the opinions of others, but chooses a life of authenticity, guided by inner wisdom and a profound connection to the universe. To genuinely walk Don Juan's path, specific guidelines are essential. Using death as a close advisor emphasizes life's fleeting nature, heightening our intentionality and drive. The act of stalking oneself becomes vital, urging introspection into our behaviors and thoughts. Through such self-awareness and confronting our limitations, we nurture the warrior's spirit, enabling decisive and purposeful action. This path calls for fluidity, for being like water, adapting to situations while retaining one's essence. Embracing challenges not as burdens, but as opportunities for growth. The warrior understands that stagnation is antithetical to life's very nature. Instead of resisting change, they welcome it, using each twist and turn as a stepping stone in their continuous evolution. By adopting the mindset of the warrior, we align ourselves with a force greater than any external circumstance. We become agents of our own destiny, living each moment with clarity, purpose, and an unwavering commitment to our authentic selves. As we come to the close of this exploration, it becomes evident that the teachings of Don Juan, as conveyed through the writings of Carlos Castaneda, aren't just intriguing tales from a distant culture. They are profound insights, applicable to our everyday lives, offering us tools for transformation and paths to inner freedom. Life, with its myriad experiences and challenges, constantly beckons us to grow, to evolve, and to transcend our perceived limitations. The wisdom of Don Juan serves as a compass, guiding us through this intricate maze of existence, encouraging introspection, and fostering a deeper connection to our authentic selves. For those who felt a resonance with these teachings, let this be but the beginning of your journey. Dive deeper into Castaneda's works, and let the rich tapestry of his experiences with Don Juan further illuminate your path. As you embark on this quest of self-discovery, remember that every step, every challenge, and every moment of revelation is a part of the beautiful dance of life. Embrace it, learn from it, and let it shape you into the best version of yourself.
The man gave me the news. He said, "You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes?"
Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know. These things are gone forever.
Thank you.
thank you for listening, and check out my website at alphamalebuddhistpodcast.com. That's alpha-male-buddhist-podcast.com, where you could see all of my content links for my Instagram, Rumble, Telegram, Linktree, and Twitter sites. Also visit my online merch store, where you can check out my t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, baseball caps. All links are in the description. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com and miguel@alphamalebuddhistpodcast.com. Again, thank you for listening.